Hey everybody, this is Geneva of Geneva's Closet Talk Show. How are you doing this Sunday afternoon, evening, people? For me, I don't know, it's a little bit after 4 o'clock p.m. I noticed because I just dropped my 18-year-old daughter off at work. So, happy Sunday again to everyone, and I hope you had a fabulous day, had a fabulous weekend. For us, we had nothing but snow. It's been snowing for the past 4 days, so hopefully it's over. Hopefully, people, so just pray for me. Pray for all of Chicago, Illinois, probably the Midwest, because I don't know where in the world it's snowing at, but weather has been definitely crazy lately. But I just wanted to come on here and talk to you all today because I had some things on my mind and I just got off the phone with my mother. Good old mother dear. The good thing about parents, especially if you have a relationship with your parent, is being able to call them and talk to them and ask them questions about yourself, especially when you are questioning yourself, because your parents, they most likely, especially depending on the type of parents that you have, or let's say anyone that has raised you, maybe it was a grandparent or an aunt, an uncle, cousin, your sister, your brother, the people that know you, that raised you, they tend to know you the best. And a lot of times, whether they say something or not, they kind of sit in the cut and watch you in your life as you do things, whether they agree with it or not. And they're kind of just observing. So when the time comes where you do come to them and you need an opinion from them, they are more than willing to give it to you a lot of the times because they've been sitting back kind of analyzing you and they know you. So they know some things that maybe you should let go of, keep on moving towards, you know, what's best for you. Sometimes, a lot of times, they tend to know. But so I talked to my mom today and I called her because I wasn't feeling, you know, the best today. And that's because I am 39 going on 40 years old. I know I've said that in one of my other podcast show things that I did. I'm 39. I'll be going on 40 in March. I have 4 children. I have 3 girls and my youngest is a son. My oldest is 22 years old. She's out the house. I have an 18-year-old that's graduating from high school this year. And I have another daughter that's 17. She's graduating from high school next year. So by next year, all of my girls will be officially out of the home and out starting their own life with college and, you know, their careers and what they want to do. Then it'll just be me and my son. So that in itself is huge and it's different. It's a bittersweet thing. I mean, it's something that you're excited about. Yay, woohoo, kids gonna be gone, there's a freedom, grocery bill go down. But then there's a part of me that's like, you know, sad about that because they've been with me for so long. Like, I had my first child when I was 17 years old. I'm going on 39. That's more than half of my life I have been a parent taking care of kids. So it's just going to be kind of weird and kind of awkward. But while I'm going through this, I've definitely been learning some things about myself during the past few years and really a lot during the past couple of years. And I've been saying to my girls, especially the two that's still here since they're graduating this year and next year, been telling them a lot that now you're about to start on your journey of life and independence and what you want to do. And I'm starting to realize that I am too. I'm about to start on a new journey of my life about what do I want to do and being and you know, just figuring out who I am and what do I want to do. Who is Geneva? You know, Geneva by herself, not Geneva with the kids. You know, like, who is that Geneva? And now I can start making decisions where, you know, it doesn't have everyone, you know, I don't have to think about everyone when I'm making these decisions. I can kind of just focus on myself. I mean, first of all, just the living situation. Like, every time I've had a place, I've had to always get a place that was big enough to accommodate everybody. I have never had a one-bedroom apartment, never. I've always had 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms because, like I said, you know, I have to accommodate me and 4 children. This is the first time in life that I'm going to be able to actually get something smaller. I mean, so are you serious that my light bill and my gas bill are going to go down? I can probably get an apartment and not pay all of them, pay water bills and garbage bills and stuff, and not a huge cable bill. And where for most people, they're looking to get a home and settle down. I don't even think I want that. I think I want to be able to move around and not stay stuck in one place because I'm still trying to discover myself and discover the things that I want to do. You know, I'm not ready to buy a home right now. I don't want to be stuck in one location because I'm still discovering myself. So yeah, when I talked to my mom today, she made a lot of good points, and you know, she said that she understands where I'm coming from as far as me trying to find myself. She get it, especially with some of the decisions that I made back in the day. Because she said that when you're 18, 19, in your early 20s, you're supposed to be using that time to try to discover yourself and find out who you are, and not using that time to try to rush into relationships and start having sex and start having kids, because then the focus comes off of you, focusing on you. Then the focus then becomes on other people and other situations. She said you're supposed to be trying to use that time to, you know, figure out, you know, can you maintain a place by yourself? Do you even know how to pay your bills by yourself? You know, are you scared to sleep in the dark? Do you need a nightlight? Yeah, do you want to be in a relationship? Do you want a family? Are these the things that you want? I mean, it's just time for discovery, to find out who you are. And that's not what I did by me rushing to go have children so early at the age of 17. I never had a chance to figure out who Geneva was and what Geneva wanted to do. All I have is, prior to that, the dreams and the things that I have that definitely took a nosedive because of the decisions that I made by keep getting into relationships and keep having children. And because I didn't value myself at all, I ended up getting with men who didn't value me at all. They didn't value me in our relationships, and they sure in the hell didn't value me or their child enough to stay in that. So then, yeah, I was definitely 100% on my own, taking care of children and focusing on that. And I spent majority of my life rushing time, because so much of it was a struggle. It was so hard, and I was struggling trying to take care of four kids on my own, that I was rushing time. Come on, time, let these kids become independent. Let them be able to walk and move and be able to hurry up time so they can cook their own food. Hurry up time so they can get a job and be able to help out with something. Come on, time. And now that the time is here, I'm 39. Going on 40, I'm realizing how old I am. You know, like, damn, you're 40 years old, you're not even in your 20s anymore. Time literally then flew by, and the kids are about to leave. And Geneva, are you prepared for that? I mean, so now what do you want to do? And now I'm realizing that I have to stop and really focus on, what do I want to do? What am I about to do? Make decisions on your own without the children, minus the children, just yourself, even though my son is still here. But you get what I'm saying, for the most part, because then he's going to be 14. He graduated from 8th grade next year, just like my daughter. So I have two graduations next year, and he's going to be 14. So it's technically only going to be 4 more years for him. So I really do need to get this together and figure this out. Just some deep soul searching, and in the process of that, not being upset with myself and forgiving myself for making bad decisions, and being upset with myself for feeling like sometimes I am not as far as I should be, or I should have done a lot of things already. Like, for instance, I just got my first passport April of 2017, and I took 3 trips last year, 2 out the country, 1 in the country. I went to the Bahamas for 3 days, the Dominican Republic for a week, and then we went to Vegas for the weekend. And those were wonderful, beautiful trips, and I'll never forget them. Definitely plan on going back and taking more. But there's a part of me to feel like I should have done that already. And I didn't. And those are the things that, when I'm sitting there by myself, I sometimes feel a sense of sadness, you know. And the sense of sadness is just certain things that I feel like that I should be doing, or a certain place that I should be at, or a certain experience that I should be having that I'm not having. And then I come down on myself, you know, somewhat beat up on myself unknowingly, because I don't realize that I'm doing it. I don't always realize that I'm doing it, but that's definitely what I've been doing. But I just wanted to come on here and talk about that, because I don't know if there's other people out there trying to find and discover themselves. Are they parents like me, and their children are older now and leaving out the house? And are they trying to discover themselves? Or have you already known yourself? Are any of you teen moms who have babies at teenage ages and, you know, been in a whole bunch of relationships and struggling and stuff, and now it's just about to be you time, and now you're trying to figure out what you're going to do? Some people call it a midlife crisis. I don't necessarily know if I am calling it that. It's really as if I am about to be 18 and go out in the world for the first time, and I am trying to discover Geneva at 40 as if I was 18. But just let me know what you think, and follow me at Geneva's Closet.net. Bye.